This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Educators and students are feeling the daily difficulties of online learning during the coronavirus pandemic. These struggles are especially acute for local charter schools that serve Greater Boston students of color. Many of them often face daily pressures outside the classroom. Tammy Faymanid is Director of College and Career Pathways at the Neighborhood House Charter School in Dorchester. She says it's a real challenge these days for her diverse group of students to keep up with their studies.
When we are not in the school setting, we don't know if they're eating. We don't know if they are actually learning. Some of them feel that if they're not going to a physical building to learn, learning can't happen. Those are the pieces that we are trying to create a safe space for them, even in this online world. One of the things that has come out of this is realizing that some of our students work in these, what we would call essential worker workplaces. So anything from CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, to Star Market, or any type of grocery store.
So they're essential workers, and now they're taking more hours, you said?
Yes, they could be taking more hours because their parents have lost their jobs or have had a reduction in their hours due to COVID-19. And, you know, some of them are providing to cover that utility bill or provide that extra help for their families.
Could you give us one example maybe of a student and the challenge that that student is facing, not only with having to try to learn remotely, but also having to perhaps support a family, parents, in fact, in the way that that student might not have had to before?
The one student comes to mind that's working as an essential worker in a grocery store and was not showing up to the online classes. And they were taking care of their siblings full time and also being a scholar at Neighborhood House.
So give us an idea of the kind of discussion that you've had most recently with one of these students who maybe would like to be learning and online with somebody like you more than they would working, even though they get a paycheck for one and not for the other. What's the conversation like?
I always started off by, tell me how you're doing right now. Then we go into, how's your family? How's the household right now? How is everybody doing it? How do you feel like that's impacting you?
And what are most of them saying back to that?
Some days are great and some days aren't. And me counseling them, I learned so much from them because that's what I'm going through as a parent myself. Some days I'm rocking it as a mom, a virtual homeschooler now. And some days I just not doing the best, right? And what we do in our conversations is empathize with each other and uplift each other and know that because, you know, Miss Manid is feeling the same way I'm feeling, lets me know that I'm going to be okay.
So tell me about your own home life then. As you said, you have under your roof a young child. I think he's 4 years old. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are there parallels that you see between your students who are like 16 and 17 and what they're going through now
Yes.
in terms of online learning and how different it is and what you're seeing at home with your four-year-old?
Yeah, I would say one of the similarities would be they just want to connect. For my four-year-old, it's being able to show all 37 of his race cars to all of his classmates and teachers on a Zoom call. For my 16 and 17-year-old scholars, it's being able to vent about how hard this learning online is or how good it is. And there are people who are in between and days are good and some days are bad. And I see that reflected even in my four-year-old. I get that. And I try to bring that empathetic approach to how I look at, you know, my 16 and 17 year olds.
How are you able to help your son understand why he's learning online, why he can't see his friends right now, what this coronavirus thing is all about?
Tell them the truth. We're not going to school today, buddy, because there is a virus out there that can really, really hurt you and a lot of people. And we have a neighbor and she goes, can we call her? I just want to make sure she's okay. And that like melted my heart. And I said, sure, we can call them. And he's like, well, can we go give her a hug? And I said, well, unfortunately, babe, we have to wait until the coronavirus is all the way gone before we can hug our friends again, because we could give it to them just by hugging. And he goes, whoa, I wouldn't want to do that.
Do you have any kind of concerns about what happens on the other end of this?
Yeah, of course, I worry as a mom, like, is he going to fall behind in reading? Is he going to fall behind in math? As a Black educator and a Black mom and raising a Black son, these are things that come to the forefront because the statistics around Black males and their educational pathway is very jarring. But when I kind of take a breath and think about what I've been able to accomplish with him as my son, but also with his online learning environment, he's learning as we're going. And it's just a matter of providing that positive environment for him when he goes back into the school setting, that he still maintains that level of confidence.
And do you worry yourself that during this time, especially if a student has to work, that they may get off the track that you've helped them get on and shepherd them through, and that is to get to the finish line and achieve, as you said, their post-secondary goals, college or whatever it might be?
No, I don't. What I'm worried about is the fact of what's happening in the higher education landscape and that how that might trickle down into limiting their post-secondary success options. But what I tell my students every day is the things that are in your control, you have to push through and go and get them. And if you ever feel that you're out of control, here are the team of people that surround you that can also help you get back on track.
Tammy Faye, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. This was a huge honor. I really appreciate your time.
Tammy Faye Manid of the Neighborhood House Charter School in Dorchester.